You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Carl Bates.
Last week, the Professional Firefighters Union went on strike from 12 to 1pm on Friday, calling for better pay and conditions for firefighters across New Zealand. This week, we will see a mega strike of nurses and teachers, which is predicted to potentially be the largest labour action in 40 years. Among their agenda items are Palestine, NCEA changes, AI marking, and the curriculum. Finally, a petition with nearly 20,000 signatures was delivered to Parliament relating to an amendment which will see tightened eligibility for Māori groups to receive customary title under the Marine and Coastal Area Act. The amendment bill passed its second reading last week. I spoke with National MP Carl Bates about all of these topics, starting with the firefighter union strike. So we've seen several worker strikes these past few weeks, starting with the firefighters from the Professional Firefighters Union last week. They're striking as what they call a last resort after some unsuccessful bargaining. Do you support their decision to walk off the job?
The government absolutely regrets the impact on patients, students and families that is expected as a result of this week's planned strikes. You know, as a parent with students or with kids at school, I think it's particularly disappointing that these strikes appear to be politically motivated by unions. And, you know, like it's crazy, really. The number one issue on the secondary teachers' union agenda for a meeting with the Minister of Education, Erica Stanford, was Palestine. Not terms and conditions, not student achievement, not the new curriculum. It was about Palestine. And I think parents like me, with kids at school, although mine are at primary school and this was the secondary teachers' union, I think parents like me have the right to feel outraged by unions making these politically motivated strikes this week instead of focusing on what we need, which is patients to be in hospitals, students to be in schools, and families to be supported with both of those.
I appreciate you quoting word for word some of the things that I've also seen this morning. I was talking about the firefighter strikes last week. I was wondering if we could start with that. They striked on Friday, I believe, for just 1 hour in the 12 to 1pm period. What are your thoughts on these ones, on the demands from firefighters that claim that they don't have enough facilities or equipment or recruits across the country to support what they need to be doing?
So the strikes on Friday were also disappointing. The reality is that will put more, or did put more, of a strain on our volunteer firefighters as well. The PFA and FENS need to get back around the bargaining table to sort it out as soon as possible. And you know, I'm sure everyone would be keen to see that happen.
With this mega strike that's taking place this week, like you've said, are you concerned about the amount of people who are this dissatisfied with current pay and work conditions that they feel the need to participate in this action?
If we look at public sector wages over the last year to June 2025, they grew by 2.8%. If we look at private sector wage growth, that was 2.3% in the same period. So the government wants settlements, and New Zealanders ultimately want certainty that education, health, public services will operate as normal, but it's only the unions who want the strikes, no one else.
That still represents quite a few tens of thousands of people. Beyond the pay negotiations, or perhaps as well as these negotiations that are happening, what are some of the resolutions to general conditions that this government will pursue in response to these actions?
Each of the negotiations is happening with the relevant organisation. There's been some pretty significant recognition around pay offers that have some significant steps for teachers, doctors, etc. Like if we look at primary school teachers, for example, the offer that's on the table meant that 66% of primary school teachers will be paid a base salary of at least $100,000 within 12 months of the ratification. If we look at the offer to secondary teachers, that would mean that 76% will be paid a base salary of at least $100,000 from October this year. If it's about pay, there are offers on the table, and I would encourage the unions to go back to the bargaining table. If it's about other issues, then I'd ask why the secondary teachers' number one item on the agenda with the minister was Palestine. So let's start there.
Like you've mentioned already, some of the criticisms from the government about the mega strike are about it being too politically motivated. But do you think that the other issues that they've been raising, the issues that they've raised, should be separated from politics, or can be separated from political decisions?
I'm sure there's opportunities to talk through some of the other issues they're raising, but it removes all credibility when you have an opportunity to meet with the minister and you want to talk about issues that your union members have, and the number one issue on the agenda is Palestine. If you want to have a serious conversation around issues that your union members have, then put those at the top of the list in the future.
I'll move into my next topic about the Marine and Coastal Area Act amendment. The government is seeking to amend Section 58, which will tighten the eligibility for Māori groups to win customary title, restoring the legislation so-called to its original intent. Can you explain the government's reasoning for this amendment and why it's necessary, or why you feel the need to make it more difficult to obtain customary title for Māori groups?
Well, I think the other way you could phrase that question is, why does the government think that it should return the legislation for customary rights to the original intent of Parliament, as opposed to it being about making it more difficult? It is simply about ensuring that we restore clarity to the Marine and Coastal Area Act and ensure Parliament's original intent is followed.
In that vein, Labour's Willie Jackson said this legislation is an attack on Māori rights. How would you describe this move differently?
Well, Willie Jackson also said that Labour would work with Te Pāti Māori in the future, and you can't really see what's going to happen when that happens, or if that was to happen, because that side of the house is all over the place. So I'm not going to take anything seriously from Willie Jackson at the moment. The focus of this piece of legislation is about ensuring that customary marine title more closely aligns with tikanga and addresses the concerns raised by the courts, which ultimately means that we return the bill or the legislation back to the original intent of Parliament. And that is simply what's happening here.
How do you respond to the condemnation of this bill by lawyers, former ministers and Māori leaders, including Ruben Taipari, who delivered a petition with more than 20,000 signatures in opposition?
So I would say the same thing, that the new provisions establish a more transparent and fair test for ensuring customary rights where there are exclusive use and occupation has occurred, and in limiting ultimately the influence of non-physical associations with those areas, ultimately returning the legislation to the original intent of Parliament when it was passed.
That was the National Party's Carl Bates on the mega strike of union workers and of firefighters, as well as the Marine and Coastal Act amendment.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Carl Bates.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.